You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and I want to thank again Don Weidenfeld. He's back on the line with us. Don is from Magnum Energy Solutions, where he's the managing director. He's also one of the principal sponsors of the Let's Get Vivian Healthy, Get Her a Transplant Fund. Don, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim. Always enjoyed being on the show.
Hey, listen, you're the greatest. Now, want to talk a little bit about what's going on with Vivian. Again, I want to thank you, Harvey, and the rest of the team that you've brought to the table and for being helping us fundraise. But what's going on with Vivian? Has there been a couple of setbacks?
I'd really like to understand a little bit more because I thought she had a donor about 6 months ago.
Yeah, we had one donor. The one donor stepped away. You know, she decided to go in a different direction. But that's okay. We love her anyway. But we wasted 18 months. We found another donor about 6 months ago. That donor got tested at the University of Miami and was a perfect match. But then at the end, there was a problem, and we just couldn't get her transplanted. So we're trying to. She didn't coincide with the protocol at UHealth, but we're taking her to the University of Florida, where we think we might be able to get her transplanted. But she just had another health problem, so it's slowing us down a little. I'm hoping we'll still get her up there in early June. But also at the end of June, we've got an appointment with Johns Hopkins. Now, the difference is if I get my wife the transplant at the University of Miami here locally and the person's local, it doesn't really cost us a lot of money. I really do want to make good for the donor, whoever that may end up being. If they miss work or have some expenses or shortfalls, we want to help make it par for them and net. That's local. And by the way, we've got a few different people getting tested, but we could still use more. If somebody's willing to donate their kidney, they should go on to www.freedonbusiness.com. You can reach me. You can text me, email me rather, Jim@freedonbusiness. Also, at the top of the Freed on Business page, www.freedonbusiness.com, we've got the Fundly link. It shows Vivian how you can get involved, how you can be a donor, how you can be a fundraiser. And really, not only this, Vivian's had some setbacks too. She's having some blood pressure stuff. She goes every single day to dialysis. In fact, when I get out of here, I go straight home, make sure her bed's ready and her room is ice cold because they make her blood 45 degrees when they're putting it through that system to keep her blood pressure up. It's just amazing, Don. You know, and you and Fabi and the boys and Julie that just keep us all totally supported. We can't thank you guys enough. You know, to me, it's part of the whole value system that you guys have at Magnum.
Yes, our pleasure once again, Jim. We'll be here for you as long as you need us. And obviously, we're always there for you. So keep up the good faith, and I know you'll get it all done the correct way.
100%, Don. We really appreciate it. We appreciate you being one of the first donors on the site, really one of the first really material donors, and for carrying the ball. You know, when we get to the next phase and we start bringing people on and having the email expanded and getting, you know, social crowdfunding, I really appreciate that you're going to come in. I know you got a great database. I know that some of your clients will get involved. The guy we talked to today on the phone, I'm sure he's going to get involved because, you know, Don, everybody you introduced me to is a lovely, beautiful person that just wants to bring their shining light onto the world. Is he still with us?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm just listening.
No, okay. Well, you know, and then the real big thing is if I have problems and I got to go to Johns Hopkins with her, you know, we're on the list for Johns Hopkins, but they're out of network. Big fancy word. That means huge bills. I'm trying to raise $500,000. If I don't raise the $500,000, we'll do what we can. But if we raised $500,000 and we only use a few thousand, we're going to donate it to indigent kidney people at these different hospitals because the hospitals have shortfalls of staffing. And I really think that they need to get some programs on how to deal with the people that are going through the process because it's very tough. And for somebody that has connections and capability like I do, it's one thing. But somebody who's indigent, who just goes into the medical industrial complex, they need help. They need guidance. I want to be there. I want to make it a commitment for my wife and I to not just get a kidney transplant and leave. We want to be leaders in the kidney transplant procurement situation. You know, we get these emails and they say, call this person. They call the person. They're making arrangements for kidneys. They have all these requests. They don't have a single kidney. I want to educate people that you only need one kidney to live, that you can give the gift of life. There's a woman that I work with at the Aztec office. She was born with one kidney. The woman teaches Zumba, for crying out loud. She's got two kids. She's as just as strong as new rope, I guess is what we used to call it. She's amazing. And so you only need one kidney. You can go out and give the gift of life. People go, Jim, why haven't you donated to Vivian? I'm old. You know, I'm 55 years old now. I got high blood pressure from all this stuff that's been going on. It's a marker for a kidney problem, so they're not going to transplant me. It's not happening with me. So I have to find somebody who's gracious and good. And I'm going to tell you, I've had people that went to my bar mitzvah that have gotten tested. I have people that have been on the show that have gotten tested. I've had people we don't know that have gotten tested. That includes people from as far away as Austin, Texas, and Ohio. Nobody at the Magnum plant yet. But in Ohio, we've even had people. You can go on the Facebook page and see that they're sharing our message in Tennessee and California and Oregon. It's beautiful. We're getting the message out about kidney organ donation and giving the gift of life. And Don, it's all because we have the help and support of people like you, because without the help of the people that are supporting us, give $5 and show Vivian you care. You know, it lightens up her whole day. She shines. She goes through the list and says, "Who this person loves me and this person loves me." It's amazing what you can do to bring somebody back to life. If you go to www.freedonbusiness.com, at the top of the page is the widget. It'll tell you how to volunteer, how to donate, how to get involved, how to save the life of the love of my life, of the person that gives me strength. If you listen to the radio show, you feel the energy field that I project. The source of that energy is Vivian Freed. She loves me. She takes care of me. She kisses me when I'm down. She provides me with the strength to go on. And when I'm not feeling good and I have to get up and go do something, I do what she does. I put one foot on the floor, then I put the next foot in front of the other. And by the end of the day, I've accomplished some amazing things. That is what Vivian Freed teaches me every day. And if you want to help Vivian Freed live, if you want to help her get the gift of life, then you just go to www.freedonbusiness.com and join people like Don and Harvey Weidenfeld, people like Scott and Debbie Robbins, people I don't even know, Beth Azor, Tad Schwartz. These are paragons of good energy, people that just give love. Shmuel Gopin, Mark Gutt. I'm just saying this off the top of my head. Beautiful people that I don't even know are giving the gift of life. And it's with the leadership of people like you, Don. I've got to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Don. God bless you. Okay, Don dropped.
Hey, Jim, as you know, it's always our pleasure. And we'll do whatever we can to help you and help Vivian through this process. It's not an easy situation, is probably the toughest thing anybody can ever imagine through their lifetime. And we're happy to help.
Thank you.
We're happy to spread the word.
Thank you. Really
nice to see that you've had tens of, you know, almost 100 donations already.
Yes.
So
it's beautiful.
Everybody will chip in. We'll all help you get through this. And it'll work out great at the end.
Don, I love you. I'm just saying it. The whole world can know. I don't give a damn. Don, my former roommate, my business partner, one of the strengthened pillars of my life, thanks for being a sponsor of the show. Thanks for helping me with Vivian. And God bless you. I'm so glad you found such beautiful happiness with Fabi.